Case number 9541, Thomas J. Riley III, south of Route 395, west of Bay View West, being lot 43, block 3 within Bay View Estate Development, in variance from side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Stephen Riley, 100 Milton Avenue, Falston, Maryland.
Thomas Riley, 100 Milton Avenue, Falston, Maryland.
Short testimony you're about to give, true and correct knowledge?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
In 1990, my father bought the lot at 43 Bayview West in Bayview Estates. Mm-hmm. He bought the lot from John and Rose Spear, which had four property markers in it, a nice metal round post in the ground. It's an 80-foot wide lot. Nanticoke Construction put his house up, and that's 16 years ago, beautiful Cape Cod, and he recently found out that the house was too close to the property line because sewage was coming in and they were staking off the property lines. And of course, this has a domino effect. As you can see, does everybody have a copy of the plat? Mm-hmm. You can see how it shifted over. We did move the shed over behind the garage now on the grass, but the house cannot be moved. It's 6'3" from the property line. So we're asking for approval of a variance for the situation.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? And Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Henson?
Did you say the house was constructed right after the property was purchased in 1990?
Say it again.
Did you say that the house was constructed right after the property was purchased in 1990?
No. How long?
I'd say a month.
Okay. All right. So it's been there that long.
Well, the house has been there for a long time.
16 years.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
No questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none?
Where?
Oh, okay. Would you like to come up? I didn't see the end of the week length, didn't I? Okay, you need to be sworn in, ma'am, if you're going to testify. It's okay.
Hey, my name is Carl Chilcote. I live at 41 Bayview West in Shelbyville.
In Bayview.
Bayview.
Okay.
And I own the lot next to.
And my name is Leah Bell Chilcote, and I am at the same as him, his residence.
Thanks for in. Short testimony you're about to give for professional knowledge.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really have any.
No oppositions. We just want to. Did you say that was 6.5 feet away from the property line?
The house.
6'3"
At the closest
point, 6 feet,
ma'am?
3 inches.
And would you direct
your questions to the
board,
and
then we'll
ask
them.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now,
yeah.
Your question is? We want to know the distance between the house and the property line.
According to the survey, it's 6.3 feet.
Okay.
And I wouldn't ask Tom to move that house.
I'm just
trying to get some
ideas of where, yeah,
where we're at, because we're on the lot. It's up for sale now. So
okay,
that's all. I wouldn't want Tom to have to move his house.
Well, we wouldn't be able to, but yeah, that's fine. Okay. We just wanted to make sure that was the 6 feet.
6 feet, 3 inches.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the variance was certainly necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Doesn't appear that it was created by the applicant. Don't think at all to the central character of the neighborhood, and there's a minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9541.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9541. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.